In the South, it's always college football season, and the king of college football reigns supreme all year long. Southern Sports Today proudly presents The Chuck Oliver Show. It's an inside look at everything college football. Now live from Atlanta, Georgia, it's time to talk college football with the reigning king of college football, Chuck Oliver, on Southern Sports Today.
If a story out of Tuscaloosa is accurate, you want to be boys with every assistant coach on that staff because they got your back. It is the Chuck Oliver Show on a Friday. And again, the first word on today's program was if, because there are so many things in modern day media that I just don't know. It's impossible, actually, now. Because there is just an unrelenting torrent of information available every day. And it's almost like you're driving down the interstate and everybody has their windows rolled down and you're yelling as loud as you can. Imagine that scenario. Everybody furiously trying to communicate, but nobody's really gathering anything of depth. That's kind of what it is today, because you can just shout out there and give a report. If a story out of Tuscaloosa is accurate, though, you would want to hang out with everybody else on that coaching staff. Was reading at 24/7 Sports last night, actually, that some of the details have come out regarding Dan Enos and how he left Tuscaloosa. Now, I've talked about stories such as this before, and I referenced them this week when we were talking about Dan Enos. If you don't know the story, Dan Enos is a former college quarterback, I think at Michigan State. And then he was head coach at Central, because he bounced around. He was a quarterback's coach, and he was a good college player. But, you know, you can always see a guy and think, all right, well, he's whatever level of player he is, but boy, I bet he can coach. And that was Dan Enos. So he goes into coaching. He's an assistant. He gets to be head coach at Central Michigan, which is not nothing. That's a decent enough program. It's a MAC school. It's a Group of Five school. I know all that it's not, but it's a pretty good program. And he had some success there. And then he decided being an offensive coordinator in the SEC was better than being a head coach in the MAC. And so he accepted Brett Bielema's invitation to head down to Fayetteville. And he had some success there. Arkansas was never very good, but at least not in comparison to the other teams in the West. But that he did a great job. In fact, I know he did a great job there because of everything I heard every offseason when he was on Brett Bielema's staff. And then Nick Saban hired him. Good enough for me. What did I know about Brian Daboll if we go back before the 17 season? Chuck, what'd you know about Brian Daboll? I knew that Belichick had hired him twice. I knew that Saban had hired him twice. There's my background check. Good enough for me. And Saban hired Dan Enos to come in and work with quarterbacks and be co-offensive coordinator and game plan this and strategy that and recruiting this and evaluate here. And so, Danny, it was a really, really good acquisition by Nick Saban for his coaching staff. And then he decided to leave. And again, like Nussmeier, my understanding was things weren't going great for him in Tuscaloosa, but he didn't leave on his own. He was told, hey, why don't you go find a job? My understanding is, like Derek Ainsley, defensive backs coach, who was kind of had a nice little shine on him for a while. He was all the rage. And then he left Tuscaloosa and went to the Oakland Raiders. My understanding was there was a conversation. Hey, Derek, why don't you go find a job somewhere? Tosh Lupoi. Tosh Lupoi was making $850,000. And if I get that number wrong, I tell you this all the time, folks. I got stuff swirling around my gray matter. If I get that number wrong, but I think he's making $850,000. He just took a job with the Cleveland Browns coaching defensive line, making $375,000 a year. Okay, show of hands, everybody right now, you're listening. You're in your office, you're driving, wherever you are. Show of hands. Who thinks Tosh Lupoi left on his own? Okay, nobody raised their hands. See, I asked that question without fear of anyone driving into a ditch because, you know, drivers all over the South listening to us take their hands off. Chuck said raise his hand. No, because nobody raised their hand. Nobody raised their hand. So when you look at the turnover in Tuscaloosa, when you look at it on an annual basis, it almost always is for a good reason. It's Brent Key, for instance, who's coached offensive line at Alabama the past, I think, 3 years. It's Brent Key getting getting the call home to Georgia Tech, where he played, where he started his coaching career. And so he decides to go home. See, that's a good thing. Because I promise you, Nick Saban loved having Brent Key on staff. Tosh Lupoy, he went from making about 850 to about 375. I don't know a lot of people, at least, who make that choice. You know, Mark Richt, apparently, he just walked away from $4.5 million. That's Mark Richt. He's a different sort of dude. Tosh Lupoy was fired. I'll tell you that. And so Dan Enos, the story comes out from Bruce Feldman from The Athletic. And I told you I was reading this last night. He reported yesterday at The Athletic that Dan Enos left Alabama without informing Alabama head coach Nick Saban that he was going to accept Manny Diaz's offer to be the new Miami Hurricanes offensive coordinator. According to Bruce Feldman, last Friday, 7 days ago, Nick Saban called a meeting of all the coaches and the Alabama coaching staff. Now, keep in mind, this is after Mike Locksley, the actual offensive coordinator in 2018. This was after Locksley went to Maryland. This was after co-OC Josh Gattis was going to Maryland but landed at Michigan. This was after Brent Key left to go to Georgia Tech. And Brent Key had experience calling plays as well. Remember, he took over the UCF program following O'Leary's resignation. So all of these guys leaving the staff that may have become the OC, but it was going to be Dan Enos' job. If Dan Enos hadn't left for Miami and was still on the staff in Tuscaloosa, you write this down, folks, 11th commandment. He was going to be the OC for Nick Saban. And then a week ago, Nick Saban called a meeting. He walks in, and his new OC ain't in the room. Quote, "Where the F is Dan?" That's from Feldman, not me. When Nick Saban showed up for the meeting that he called with the coaches and the staffers, and you know what, the offensive analysts, the defensive quality controls, all the off-field folks. Saban walks into the meeting, takes a visual inventory, realizes that the guy who was going to be his offensive coordinator didn't show. Where the F is Dan? At this point, Feldman gives you a little insight into who else was in the room. There were many Alabama staffers in the room who already knew Enos agreed to take the job under Manny Diaz and had already left. Apparently, Nick Saban then leaves, walks down to where the coaches' offices are, opens Dan Enos' door, it's empty. But like the Grinch came. There's like one nail still on the wall and a Christmas ball over in the corner. Hoo-hash, gone. That's how Nick Saban found out, according to Bruce Feldman. Now, I'm going to go back just a couple of lines here in this story. There were Alabama staffers and assistant coaches in the room who already knew Enos had left. But when Nick Saban says, "Hey, where's Dan Enos?" Everybody, to a man or woman in the room, "Yeah, I don't know." Even though most of the coaches in that meeting knew Enos was already on his way to Miami, every one of them went all, "Hey, I ain't know nothing. I ain't heard." Every single guy on planet Earth has a moment where you need your boys to step up. Fist bump everybody else on the Bama staff. Every single guy has had that moment where you needed one of your best friends to act like a best friend. That thing with Tiger and the burner phones, believe me, I'm not trying to give you tips on how to cheat on your wife or how to get away with it, but you got to have somebody step up. When Elon finds that burner phone with all those text messages, you got to have one of your boys step up and go, "Elon, that's my phone." Every time you have a pro athlete, multimillionaire, world famous, all of this pulled over, and there's weed in the car, what is always about halfway through that article? The other person in the car claimed the marijuana was his. Because you got to have somebody step up for you. And every other coach on that, and every guy listening, women are listening right now, because we have plenty of female listeners, they're thinking, "You've got to be kidding me. This is a man's mindset." Ladies, I hate to tell you, yes, it is. We will always protect. We will always deny. We will always circle the wagons. And not necessarily when it's dealing with man-woman, it's dealing with man Nick Saban, which is something sort of other than a man. It's this beastly figure, apparently, by all the stories circulating around the world of college football right now about how uneasy it is to work for Nick Saban. And apparently Dan Enos had his fill and decided to leave, even though he was going to be in charge of the offense, totally, with the best players in America. And he was like, yeah, I'm going to go live in Coral Gables.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wahl & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wahl has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wahl, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wahl has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation.
800-783-1759. That's 800-783-1759. 800-783-1759.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-446-3379. 800-446-3379. 800-446-3379. 800-446-3379.